State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. It's summertime, and that means a lot of parents are spending a lot of money to make sure their children get an enriching experience outside of school. But this next story is not about one of those expensive summer programs. This story is about a program where kids are paid to attend.
You guys are the teachers today. You're the designers. You're the engineers, right?
Terry Gall is overseeing a rocket mission. His team, a classroom full of 14 and 15-year-olds from Grand Rapids. The mission, to build balloon-powered styrofoam rocket carts that will shoot across the floor. The ultimate goal? Learn the laws of the universe.
And rocket is going to demonstrate Newton's third law of motion, okay? For every force, okay, there's another force that's equal in magnitude, but opposite in direction.
Newton's third law, action, reaction. This class itself, this whole summer program, is a reaction. A reaction to a big problem. The problem that kids from low-income families tend to do worse in school than kids from families with more money. The achievement gap problem. And one of the biggest parts of that problem is that it gets worse in the summertime, as middle-class and upper-class families pay to send their kids to summer programs, and families with less money don't.
If they are not engaged in any type of activity or, you know, academic enrichment, they lose a lot of the stuff.
Mario Alfaro is with the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. And the stuff he's talking about that kids lose is basically the stuff they learned the previous year in school. To help them keep the stuff, the Hispanic Center runs this summer program, which is part of the Believe to Become initiative in Grand Rapids. And Alfaro says it wasn't enough to make the program free. He says, especially in the Hispanic community, kids in the summer aren't just sitting around. They're looking to make money.
And so even though that they might be needing summer school, they were, you know, says, well, I need to help my dad, help my mom, you know, financially. So they were looking for work.
The solution? Pay them for summer school. It's not a lot of money, $5 a day for these kids. But it's enough. Imagine Rodriguez is a soon-to-be ninth grader who almost decided not to attend the summer program.
But then I seen everybody else here, and then I was like, you know what, I could make a little bit of money and learn something at the same time.
What she was learning at that exact moment was how to work with a team to build a balloon-powered rocket cart that would go farther than any other teams. The goal of this particular part of the summer program is to give the kids an edge in so-called STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. The curriculum came from NASA. So would you guys do this if they didn't give you money?
No, probably not, just being honest.
I probably don't.
Instead, they're making little self-propelled rocket carts out of old disposable lunch trays, a balloon, and some tape.
Come on. Yes, 300.
After the teams give their rocket cars a go, Terry Gall brings things back around.
How does that apply to Newton's third law? How's Newton's third law apply to what you did today?
Action. Reaction. Jesse, an upcoming eighth grader, had his doubts about the program. He had his doubts about school in general.
I thought it was all playing around, like everything was a game.
So you weren't doing as well in school?
Nope.
You're going to do better next year?
Yep.
Jesse tells me he's going to do better because of what he learned in this program. Not the rocket stuff or even the fact that he was paid to learn, although that helped. Jesse says what he learned from other aspects of the program is that what he does now matters for his future. The action, investing in kids like Jesse. The reaction, Jesse is now invested in school. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.